Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to StoicCom. I'm so glad you're joining me today because we're diving into something super important. Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preaky podcast about bubble baths and face masks, hear me out. This isn't just about pampering yourself, though that can be nice. It's about building a foundation of resilience, balance, and genuine well-being. In today's whirlwind world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and feel like we're constantly running on empty. But listen, prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put dirty fuel in your car and expect it to run smoothly, right? So, how do we actually make self-care a priority? It's not always easy, especially when our to-do lists seem longer than the grocery store aisle. But trust me, these 5 key takeaways are game changers. First, listen to your body. Seriously, pay attention to those subtle cues that nagging headache, the exhaustion you feel even after a full night's sleep, or the tightness in your shoulders. These aren't just random annoyances, they're signals telling you something needs attention. Second, define self-care on your own terms. What makes you feel refreshed and recharged? Maybe it's hitting the gym, curling up with a good book, spending time in nature, or even just taking a long hot shower. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Third, schedule it in. I know, more appointments. But think of it as booking an important meeting with yourself. Put self-care activities on your calendar and treat them like any other non-negotiable commitment. Ever notice how you'll make time for a friend's birthday dinner but struggle to carve out 30 minutes for yourself? Time to change that script. Fourth, set boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your energy and sanity. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout. It's okay to protect your time and space. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, practice self-compassion. You are human, you will have good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day of self-care or slip up on your goals. Just pick yourself back up and keep going. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Think about that time when you were absolutely swamped with work, deadlines looming like menacing storm clouds. You felt overwhelmed, stressed, maybe even a little irritable. Did you prioritize taking care of yourself? Probably not. You probably pushed through, fueled by coffee and sheer willpower, right? And how did that end up for you? Feeling burnt out, exhausted, and probably not at your best. But what if you had taken a short break during that hectic day? What if you stepped away from your desk, gone for a quick walk, or even just closed your eyes for 5 minutes of deep breathing? You would have likely returned feeling refreshed, more focused, and better equipped to tackle those challenges. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation upon which we build resilience, balance, and true well-being. So remember these key takeaways. Listen to your body, define self-care on your own terms, schedule it in, set boundaries, and be kind to yourself. Now go out there and make today a day of intentional self-care. I want to hear from you. Share your favorite self-care practices or any struggles you're facing with prioritizing this essential aspect of your well-being. Leave a comment on the StoicCom website, join our community group on Facebook, let's connect and support each other on this journey towards a calmer, more balanced life. Until next time, stay calm and keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.